Plastic surgery is becoming more popular among the Chinese middle class, and as we hear from NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing, some people are resorting to extreme procedures to alter their appearance.
Peter Wu wants to be a movie star. The 29-year-old actor has the ambition and, he says, the contacts. What he doesn't have, he believes, is the height. He thinks at 5'4", he's too short. So he's here at a hospital in western Beijing waiting for an operation that will surgically lengthen his legs by 5 to 6 inches.
Height is very important for a person's psychological well-being. I need to be at least 5'9" to achieve what I want in life.
The operation he's about to undergo has cost him $6,000, but he says it's worth every penny and will certainly boost his career. As well as his interest in movies, Peter Wu is also something of an amateur historian. He has an intriguing take on how history might have been different if this operation had been available to two of history's most famous short men.
Because he was so short, Napoleon had an inferiority complex. He didn't need to attack Russia. But because he was so short, he felt he had something to prove. Hitler was the same. If they weren't so short, they'd probably have become painters or something else.
China in the early 21st century consistently provides the foreign reporter with his fair share of surreal moments. But being lectured on 19th century European history by a short Chinese man about to have his legs voluntarily sawn in half has to rank right up there. The nurse arrives and wheels Peter away to prepare for surgery. The man who'll operate on him is Dr. Xia He Tao, who performs more than 150 of the procedures every year on men and women.
What we're doing is helping people who are short to realize their dreams. In a competitive situation like a job interview, you can't deny, more or less, people would somewhat judge applicants on their outer appearance.
There is a lot of height discrimination in China. Job advertisements, whether for waiters or government employees, often publish a minimum height requirement. Dr. Xia says it's not just Chinese short people who are sensitive about their height, but he admits perhaps Chinese people are more willing to take such a drastic step as this kind of surgery.
Well, I'm now here in the operating theatre itself. I can't believe they've allowed me to come in to see the actual operation. I've got my green surgical clothes on, my face mask, and in front of me, about 10 feet in front of me, our friend is lying on the operating table, surrounded by doctors and nurses, also in their operating clothes. Well, that drilling you can probably hear behind me is one of the doctors drilling a hole behind the patient's knee, one of his knees. And what they're doing is inserting a long metal rod the length of his lower leg on both his legs to support the lower leg, because after this, after they've done that, what they're going to do is break the bones, both bones of both lower legs. They're going to actually break them in two. Then put a stretching frame on the outside of each leg, which will be tightened every few days when he gets out of here by a tiny amount, pulling the broken bones apart, but allowing the bones themselves to regrow between the two broken parts. The process will take many, many months, I'm told, and I must say, I truly hope our friend gets what he wants out of life at the end of this, because it is a horrific process, and I cannot imagine anyone, however short, why on earth they would want to go through it. Down the corridor sits a petite 26-year-old beautician called Dong Mei, who's not quite as petite as she used to be. She had the surgery a month ago and is sitting in bed with the huge external frames on her legs. They're tightened a little every few days. In addition to this operation, she's already had 12 others, mainly plastic surgery, to improve her appearance. Of course I think it's worth it, she says with a smile. Every woman wants to make herself as beautiful as she possibly can. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.